The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back out here at Tanner's, 30th at Yankee Hill. We rubber-dub-dubbing and grubbing. We got specials out here. I just blew up some lemon pepper wings.
It was a gremlins, man.
My man Sean Callahan was mad at me, man. So I'm going to just go keep it started because I don't ever get to talk to him or see him. So I'm going to get all my questions in right now. He's at a family reunion right now, man. So I'm going to go ahead and get all your
– I got some Charbuff chicken lips.
Okay.
Chicken lips. I was in here with Aaron Davis. I saw Aaron Davis come in here on Saturday night, and he slipped in about 10 to get some takeout wings to go home. So we caught the end
them
of
char,
the
– Them char wings were good. I'm going to get something to go home. Sean, Charbuff. I want to ask you about this. I want to ask you about Malachi Coleman. What's the status on that? And when is he going to keep his commitment date the same, or since there's been transition, will he like extend it?
That's an interesting deal, because honestly, I do think the relationship there is probably stronger with Mickey Joseph than it was with Scott Frost.
Right.
So he is, you know, really really close with Coach Joseph. His parents are really close with Coach Joseph, and he's done a very good job with him. I just don't really know who the other players are. Is Oklahoma the other player? Because he didn't get to Michigan. I don't believe he's been to USC. I know he's been out to Oregon. Mm-hmm. But his ranking alone, people are going to, you know, keep him high no matter what. He has not had, as you know, put up the big numbers for various reasons. New quarterback. He's battled some injury. So he hasn't had the season he had a year ago. But
does that really matter in this day and time of recruiting? Because once you win the Underwear Olympics, you set.
Well, and he did it on film as a junior.
Right.
That's the thing but he had a great quarterback last year, and you know, they've gone through the transition. But, yeah, he's a specimen, a talent. And the 100-meter dash, basketball, you know, it's
a matter. I'm talking about football.
Football. Where's he?
That's all I care about.
I think receiver's where he would fit at Nebraska right now, though. I don't know if he's a defensive guy at Nebraska. I think receiver's where he's at. I still like Nebraska's chances. Because I still think that no matter what, Mickey Joseph will probably be on a part of this thing regardless.
Right.
But it's really hard to say after that, like, what other coaches would be around. But he, if you were to put odds on one, he's probably the top of the board. And
when is his commitment date?
I think it's two weeks. Early, like October 12th or 13th, somewhere like that. He's got a big deal set up, I believe, with, like, Machachos and you know, he's got a big gathering.
He got a burrito.
Are you in on the party for that deal, DP?
No, I'm an outsider here. You know that, Sean.
We're going to come in with you.
I figured you were doing the show.
It's Callahan plus two. We're your two uncles.
No, well, it's a public deal. Like, they have an RSVP. It's a big commitment.
Yeah. So Nick hasn't called. Mama Coleman hadn't called. You know, I do things in order. Like, I got to hear from the people. I won't just bogart it. But my curiosity in that is that the future of Nebraska recruiting and the style and way that they've approached Malachi Coleman? Is that it, or does it change based on the result?
Well, the style they offered him first. I mean, yeah.
Which is not a Nebraska normal thing.
It is and it isn't. I mean, they've done a pretty good job. I mean, they were the first offer on Sam Sledge, I think, for the most part. I mean, you go through their in-state guys. Knutson had more offers from before he committed, but it's hard. I mean, you know, Nebraska is one of the few states where you're expected to get every single in-state. Like, you grew up in Minnesota. The Gophers aren't expected to get every in-state
guy. Yeah, not anymore.
I mean, even though they're good right now.
But, yeah, not anymore, though.
It's Nebraska's a place where you're expected to bat like 90%, you know, and get everybody. And, you know, you've had situations like with Keegan Johnson going to Iowa and, you know, some other situations like that that were really, really tough. You know, the two tight ends a year ago they lost, I don't look at that as a huge blow because they had Fedoni, and those kids saw that, and it was going to be tough for them to come to Nebraska with Fedoni. Now we now know Fedoni's been hurt 2 years in a row, but that played a factor why they missed those tight ends. The kid going to Oklahoma, though, Cade McIntyre, that was a blow. And they didn't really have a good evaluation on where they wanted him, and I think that hurt the offer. If they would have offered him 2 weeks earlier, they have him, I think. They would have got him. But they let that go on too long, and then Oklahoma, Iowa, Tennessee, boom, 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 all came in. And then Nebraska came in, and then they were like, nope.
How important is it to, in the recruiting process, to evaluate players that truly aren't scared of competition? Because the thing that rang true to me that you just said is that the two other tight ends worried about what Fedoni doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
And if I don't know if they said that, but they look kids look at that.
That's like, fine. You can look at it, but you shouldn't. It shouldn't, in my opinion, scare you away to going somewhere.
Well, he was the number one tight end in the country, and they were that, 1 year apart.
Right, but that doesn't mean you're gonna play 90 snaps, because they don't even play 90 snaps in the league with one tight end.
Right,
and if you can catch the ball, block, and get open, you're going to be on the field anywhere. I mean, Notre Dame has had first round, second round, third round tight ends year after year after year. It's not like, okay, Sean leaves and I come and then I don't have any plays before that. What, I mean, do you sense players are, I wouldn't say scared of competition, but they like the easy way to
the
field? Well,
yeah, it's the model of our youth sports now. I mean, you look at people move around teams and high schools to find the path of least resistance, to build their own personal resume the way they want to go.
And, right.
You know, like when you grew up in Lincoln in the 90s and the 80s and the 2000s and you went to Lincoln Southeast and only five sophomores probably suited up on the varsity, like you had to really earn your, you know, like you had to be like a Barrett Rood type guy to be on a varsity as a sophomore there. And now like every kid in the city probably suits up varsity as a sophomore. It's just a different era of sports and competition. You know, I think we see a lot of kids move around schools, and I think it carries over to college now, and the portal has just made that so easy, where, like, if Luke McCaffrey didn't think he was going to ever beat out Adrian Martinez, and he told Verduzco, like, I'm coming back, and then, like, the next day he just left.
Right. Yeah, it's and do you ever get a sense of a kid, say you're interviewing him and you maybe seeing his process? Do you ever get the sense like, yeah, he'll be in the portal in 2 years?
I think the guys that play around with the recruiting process are typically the ones that are going to do that.
Right.
But, you know, like a Sam Sledge type guy or a Gatula that's committed now, like I think you know those kids are Huskers
committed
all
right,
the way
yeah.
through.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is that because of legacy, folks that are already pre-connected to the program? Are they a little bit more likely to be consistent and loyal to it? Or is it some lack of connection with both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive linemen, guys that could play either way, finding the big guys in the state who are just talented. They fit the mold. They check some boxes. Who can come in and play. Like, Jay wasn't a linebacker when he got here. But he made a choice once he got here based on what he saw. Does Nebraska have the talent to get better on offensive defensive line just with a focus on Nebraska talent?
I think the regional talent is a better way to put it.
Okay.
I don't think it's just Nebraska. I think it's Kansas City, it's St. Louis, it's Denver. I mean, Iowa's hard because Iowa's going to get all the linemen out of that state. But you got to find guys from those particular.
But why is that? Why is that Iowa can be dominant in its recruiting, but Nebraska can't?
Because they've put out, in the last 20 years, their lineman recruiting, D-line, O-line, has been the best in the country.
So there's a way. There's a way to dominate. It just hasn't been done.
Yeah, and you've got to identify and build relationships early to get good recruits that you want. I mean, it's a lot like dating a girl. You don't just get married in a week. I mean, you've got to date her for a year usually before you want to get married. And
Nick Sander, are you hearing that?
You know, usually the weddings that happen in Vegas after one weekend don't go last.
Right.
They might be good for a couple weekends. But they
right.
don't. And I think in recruiting, Nebraska brought in some pretty guys that looked the part, but they might have been led on to by a handler or a trainer, and then there may not have been a relationship or maybe an attachment emotionally to Nebraska. It was an attachment to something different, and when that thing doesn't happen, all of a sudden Jaden Francois gets in his car and leaves in the middle of the night. What's the receiver's name? Marcus Fleming.
Yeah.
Just
after he started.
Is that an all of a sudden thing, or is that a thing that, you know what, based on the recruiting, based on the young man, the families, the coaching staff, there's several reasons. It never just happened overnight.
Yeah. Like you said, you got to get guys that can get to Lincoln 2, 3, 4 times, you know, before they commit, and then really understand what they're committing to. You can't just commit to
a weekend.
A cool video on Twitter or a weekend or a party or –
Got a question from you from the text line. So, Sean, do you think any of the quarterbacks this season will end up in the transfer portal?
I don't know. I mean, I think Chuba's in a great position. I mean, Casey and Chuba, I think, are two pretty good quarterbacks. My question, like with Logan, is what does he truly want? Does he want to stay here and compete? Because I think he's a really good athlete. Or does he want to go somewhere that would showcase his abilities? And does he have the arm talent to play at this level? I don't know if he does. What do you think of Logan Smothers' arm talent, Jay Foreman?
I think it's adequate enough. I think if you play to his strengths, he's just like any quarterback. Then his arm talent is good enough to.
What do you go 30 for 42?
But so I think, like, you know, here's the funny thing about like defense and offensive schemes. Like you can be a 4-3 team, 3-4 team, whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that personnel. Don't run it.
Hey, how about that?
You now, get what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you can't put a square peg in a round hole. And sometimes you got to curtail your offensive scheme to whoever you got going, and you got to survive. But then sometimes you can luck up and fall into something that's really, really, you know, special. So I think Logan can play.
I mean, throwing it 70% against
Iowa.
Your rival.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, and I don't know if Whipple wants to play that kind of ball, though.
Right.
And, you know, the one that intrigues me is Harburg, because I don't see a path for him to be the starter right now, but I do think he could play other positions and be pretty dang good, maybe a tight end or something.
Right.
And I know Richard Torres has got some ability.
They say he has the best arm out of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, and it's pretty. Like,
yeah,
it's almost like
most zip.
Startling when you watch him throw. You're like, they almost fell. I mean, and there's a reason why Kansas State really wanted him, and
right.
Kansas State can, as we know, identify.
Right, and here's why. Here's always a funny question: what is the true definition of development? Right, because the easy way to look at it is get Jay Foreman at 18. Is he better when he leaves? Right. There's a lot of things that got to go into it. It can't just be your practice structure. There's got to be the player that wants to get better. So what is the true definition of evaluating how a team coaches or whatever develops?
I mean, a lot of it's how you play on Saturday and if you can get guys in games. And when you watch the great teams, I mean, I watched, like, remember Ohio State came in here and they put a huge number on Nebraska, and Joe Burrow comes in with the number twos and he just engineers perfection with the number two offense. I mean, that was Nebraska in their heyday when the number twos came in. They would put together 2 or 3 legit drives in the game.
Right.
And when's the last time a number two Nebraska offense is put together? I mean, I guess they might have done it on Saturday against Oklahoma, I guess, but not very often when they're up by a lot of points have we seen a Nebraska number two offense
right.
or a three offense.
So
come
why
in.
Is that then?
Well,
they've been winning.
They're winning. I mean, a lot of games have not, like, the games that should allow that to happen aren't happening. I mean, Georgia Southern and North Dakota are games that, like, Chubba Purdy and the two offense should have got, like, three series each. Yeah. And they, as we know, they were not those kind of games. And Oklahoma was a game they did because they got beat by 49-14. So I think a lot of it is just the style of games. I mean, Nebraska plays a high-stress game every Saturday, no matter who it is. So how do you develop young guys in a game when it's a high-stress game, when your job's on the line if you don't win?
9 months. 9 months. There's nine months to develop. Like that. Yeah, like there's a way. Like,
I still need game reps.
I know what you need is when you have 9 months of a young man that you can coach and teach up, give him all the install work that's done, learning his temperament, learning his skill set, learning his weaknesses and his strengths, matching that stuff up, and then putting him in competition during the 9 months. You can't ask somebody to compete in the 3 months after if you haven't competed in the 9 months. Like, that's a crazy thing. We'll figure it out. From the text line, Malachi's commitment date is October 22nd, 5 o'clock at Lincoln East High School.
That's the bye weekend for Nebraska.
Open to the public.
There it is.
And, of course, DP is invited. Jay, let me finish it. Open to the public, and, of course, DP is invited. Signed, Mama Colt.
Miranda. Tell her.
We're going to win the bye week.
She works out across the street with me at Orange Theory. Yeah. She must have just got – ask her if she's got back from Orange Theory.
Yeah, see, so –
we're going to win that bye week.
Yeah.
we better. Malachi Coleman.
We better. Again, we're down here at Tanner's.
I just committed for him.
35th Yankee Hill.
He gets some machachos there, too.
The signed,
you can have all the machachos you want from me.
The signed Wisdom jersey, all you got to do is put your name in the box. Somebody is going to walk out of here with that signed jersey at 6 o'clock today. More from Tanner's when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.